Through the Gaganyaan program, India has seen a dream of realizing human flight in space. To fulfill this, now the Indian Space Research Organization ISRO has started implementing its efforts. The result of these efforts is that the country is being successful in giving proof of its indigenous strength to the world in space. In this episode, the Gaganyaan human space flight program has achieved a special status. After a long wait, scientists at ISRO's Vikram Sarabhai Space Center on Friday, November 18, successfully tested the first integrated main parachute airdrop (IMAT) at Babina Field Fire Range (BFFR) in Jhansi district of Uttar Pradesh. Why is this IMAT so important for the Gaganyaan program? We'll talk about this here. What is ISRO's parachute airdrop test? In fact, the purpose of the Gaganyaan program is to convince the indigenous capability of starting human space flight mission in the lower orbit of the Earth. For this, it is also very important for the parachute system to be foolproof. This has been called the Integrated Main Parachute Airdrop Test. The purpose of this test was to assess the strength and capability of the parachute, so that there would be no problem while landing the crew module of Gaganyaan in future. Three parachutes are going to play an important role in this Gaganyaan mission. Through this test on Friday, it was known about the ability of the crew module of the second parachute to make a correct and safe landing in the event of failure of one parachute. In this direction, the success of IMAT on Friday has proved to be a milestone for ISRO. Parachute system of Gaganyaan crew module. The parachute system of the Gaganyaan crew module will have 10 parachutes. In the future, for the landing of Gaganyaan astronauts on the ground from the lower orbit of the Earth, there will be two special parachutes, i.e. Apex cover separation parachutes in the first phase. These parachute crew modules will act as protective cover in the parachute system. After this, two rogue parachutes will also be used to reduce the speed of the astronauts coming down from the Earth's lower orbit and to keep this process of landing stable and safe. Actually, a conical or funnel-shaped device with open ends is called a drogue. Actually, these drogues work to reduce the speed of any fast-moving object, to stabilize and control it. According to ISRO's website, after releasing the drogue parachute, three pilot chutes will be used to open three special parachutes.